The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
So you look and know we get to be the channel through which God flows an indescribable miracle. And Betty, we're going to be praying that every person watching will realize we're the hope, we're the vessel, we provide the miracle. A miracle that gives life, hope, and a future. And I believe it will.
Next on Life Today.
I'm James Robinson. My wife Betty and I welcome you to this very special program. You know, when you long to see people who face challenges find the answer to their challenge, and you think about God, who is love, expressing that love by giving His greatest gift, His own Son, for a very specific purpose, a miraculous purpose, to give us life. Betty, not only life now, and I'm going to elaborate on that in just a moment, but eternal life through Christ, mm-hmm. through the gift. The thing about God's love is it actually gives us what Jesus said He came to give. It gives us the opportunity to have abundant life. Now, not necessarily abundance in life, mm-hmm. but abundant life, even when we're facing a challenge. But think about this. Betty and I, we lost our youngest child, our youngest daughter, Robin. You know that. And that is one of the greatest challenges you can face. But the miracle of God's grace is indescribable. I want to say something to you right here in a very personal way, because I don't know what you're going through. But I'm going to tell you this with no exaggeration. If Betty and I could deliver to you the miracle to help you deal with the challenge that you face, I promise you we would deliver it. Recently, I spent quite a bit of time praying with a family that had lost a son, a young son, in a situation where it appears it never should have happened, and it really caused them in many ways to despair of life, not to want to live. After ministry time, which the whole family called miraculous, he expressed it this way. I felt like God used James and Betty to give us a license to live. And Betty, the joy that filled them was one of the most meaningful, precious, special moments of my life. We were the vessels through which God delivered His miraculous power to heal even the most severe broken heart. Well, I want you to know this today, and I want to say it to you as clearly and as personally as I can. Betty and I support outreaches like St. Jude's. We rejoice over what the Shriners Hospital does for precious little children. I love to see those little ones saying thanks. But you know, many times we will see the children there, and they're not able to come back and give up joyous report because they didn't find the cure. But when you see the cure and you see the effect of love, it just causes your heart to overflow. Well, listen to me, please. I want to say to you right now that you can be the greatest miracle some mother, some grandparent, some individual ever longed for. The perfect miracle. I want you to watch. And I don't want you to turn away. God, please. I want everyone to look knowing we're the channel to which you flow the necessary miracle. And let me tell you something. It's perfect. So when you see reality here, what the grim reaper wants to put on precious little ones and their family, and know this, I hold the cure, not just the hope, but the miracle. So you look and know we get to be the channel through which God flows an indescribable miracle. And Betty, we're going to be praying that every person watching will realize we're the hope, we're the vessel. We provide the miracle. Watch.
I am a mother's worst nightmare. I thrive on the pain of children. I do not discriminate, and I show no mercy.
You look into the eyes of a child who's seriously malnourished, and there's just nothing. It's like somebody just turned the light off.
You won't see me coming, but you will soon hear me in your children's cries. My touch brings bloated stomachs, thinning hair that changes color, painful skin disorders, and tiny bodies so thin and frail they appear as living skeletons.
And to see this little helpless one with the skin literally peeling off his arms and his legs was such a horrifying sight.
I am slow but sure. My name is malnutrition, and my legacy is death.
I heard someone on the news one day make a comment about the devastating deaths of children in some countries in Africa, and yet the reporters suggested that perhaps the mothers there were more accustomed to that because it's very much part of their life. I've seen with my own eyes what I knew in my gut. No mother will ever become accustomed to burying a child. The thing that really has blown me away the most, all of this is reversible.
All right, you saw right there the miracle. Those precious little ones, and you could see how it moves Sheila. Sheila, you're such a blessing. Getting God's arms of love around those mothers and those precious little ones. But Betty, we have seen the miracle work, and it is a miracle of love that our viewers have made possible.
Absolutely. And I can tell you for sure, because I know I've experienced it, no mother comes accustomed to the loss of a child. I don't care if it's more than one. One is enough. And I know the heartbreak of that mother. But there is a miracle right at the door, right in our hearts, coming out of our hearts to help these precious children, these mothers that love their babies so, so much. But they're slowly watching them drift away to death. Please join with us and let's make that difference. Let's be that miracle that they need.
You know, we saw so clearly the love of God flowing through people that many we've never met. And when we do meet those of you who've helped us give life to those who are in such desperate need of the impact of love, and just to have food and nourishment, when you come to us, you may say, James, one of the greatest joys is providing clean water, or helping drill a well, or James, to know that we've fed these little children and given them a future. And that's what we do, because the thing you need to understand, you know, Betty, when we first went, and I can remember this real desperate prayer you prayed, when we went in those early days, it was so horrible in the midst of a war. We were there in the over 20-year civil war in Angola. We were there when the communist Marxist gunships and helicopters and weapons and their soldiers were there taking over Mozambique, and there was this war. And neither side killed us because they couldn't deny we were saving little children. And how could they kill the people doing it? So we went through the war, but we watched a miracle, and we saw these children coming when they heard there was food, and we would be expecting maybe 1,000. And several thousand would show up, and we would always run out of food, Betty, and we would watch these little kids crawl in the barrels and scrape it. We had to save many times, stop. You know, we were frightened. We were nearly pushed into the fire. And Betty started praying, God, please let the line to feed them be longer than the line to be fed. And you became the miracle answer to that prayer. And this isn't wishful thinking, Betty. It so turned things around that we got the entire family stabilized to where in one of the areas where they were really pressing in on us, it was frightening, we actually taught them how to refurbish and recultivate and clean the Portuguese farms that the Portuguese had built and to get the water flowing again. And they began in one area, Betty, where we were feeding thousands and thousands because 10,000 had died right there. Those people began to grow food, and we went back years later, and they were feeding 10,000. And then, Betty, we began to get them stable enough that we could start feeding in schools. So we know what the miracle of love flowing through our viewers does to give everybody the greatest miracle of all, life itself. I'm believing every viewer is going to help us.
I believe you will, too. I believe you're anxious and ready to be part of that miracle that saves the lives of these precious little ones. All they need is food. Look, join with us and let's do that.
You know, we make it very clear that this is not total child care, but this is miraculous, life-saving, life-giving nourishment that changes everything. We can feed 3 children for the next months for $30. We can feed 5 for $50. We can feed 10 for $100. And I always want to say, because I think some have been so blessed, $1,000 will feed 100 children for the next several months. Would you right now make up your mind, I'm going to write a check and make it to Life because that's what I'm giving. But I'm going to call them and tell them I'm mailing it. But would you go get your bank card? And would you go online and would you dial the number and say, this is a lifeline today, and I'm going to make a gift. Even now, I want you to begin moving in that direction, but I want you to pray, God, show me what you want me to give. And I want this to be a miracle that gives life, hope, and a future. And I believe it will. Thank you so much for being sensitive to God. Pray that everybody watching will help.
The pain that comes from losing a child is indescribable. There simply are no words. It is possibly the worst experience one can know in this life. And to realize that your child has died due to malnutrition causes a parent to be riddled with guilt for not being able to provide the necessary food to sustain their child's life. For so many parents, like Margarita, she did all she could for her baby, but it simply was not enough. Margarita's grief became almost unbearable when her youngest child, she now holds in her arms, appeared to have died as well. Just like Margarita has been given a second chance, we now have a chance to be an answer to her prayers.
We can imagine that. And then you see, did you see when she lost the little baby and she just patting that little baby that she couldn't know she was even touching her. Oh, God, I pray with all of my heart that every person watching today would say, hey, I'm going to be an answer to that mother's heart cry. I'm going to answer her prayer. I'm going to give those children a future. Jesus, Betty, we've seen our viewers do this. They are a miracle to so many people.
They really are. And I'm sorry for all the tears, but as I was watching that mother pat her baby, I remember our 40-year-old daughter sitting by her bedside knowing that she was probably going to leave us soon. And she was in so much pain. She'd say, Mom, will you rub my legs? Just helps the pain some. And I would just bat and rub her legs and her feet. And I thought, I know what that mother feels like. It's a deep, deep hurt. We don't want these precious mothers to go through this again. They have other children that if we don't get the food to them, they will die too. So please help us. It's urgent that you help us get the food to these precious little ones.
Yeah, I want all of you to know, too, we couldn't have ever gone back and go to those tragic places of pain if we didn't know we could be the miracle. You can't go in what suffering you can't deal with. Here's the thing I know, and you need to understand that in my journey, I'm trying to get people to come to the table of reason and love. We don't have a single challenge here in the United States. You don't have any in Canada, Australia, or the United Kingdom, but people created in the image of God who will love God and ask for wisdom that we can't sit down and effectively address the challenges. And right now, you're watching, I believe, because God got your attention and you can be part of the miracle God offers. He gave us the miracle of life through the gift of His Son. Not only life now, but forever. And then He tells us that we're to be a channel through which He flows rivers of life, rivers of love. And so we're asking you right now, go get your bank card, use it like a check. I pray you'll make the greatest gift you possibly can, because you're giving the greatest gift there is, and that's life. And then the missionaries are pointing them to the love and life of God that inspired the love that moved you to give them life and hope. So would you please, right now, in response to God's moving in your heart, just go get a bank card and use it like a check, or write a check, make it to life, but call the number there and tell us you're sending it in. God, I pray for the greatest response we've ever seen. Just an outpouring of love. And then I pray it'll multiply, and we'll see the effect of love as we address every issue and challenge we face.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. As you release healing and you become a miracle, I pray for God to move in miraculous ways in your own family and with the challenges you face. Thank you for being a blessing. Thank you for giving life.
Mission Feeding began with a promise to be there in times of crisis for thousands of hurting and hungry children in their time of need. Now more than ever, we need your help to save lives by feeding and caring for children across the continent of Africa. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish our supplies to reach the 400,000 children who are counting on us. Your gift of love can be the miracle answer to a desperate mother's prayer. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 that will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you the Altered Worship CD by Anthony Evans. This powerful full-length album includes unique versions of some of today's most cherished worship songs that are sure to uplift and inspire you. With your gift of $100 or more, please request a Filled with Faith and Joy travel mug set. These 12-ounce mugs are crafted with large handles, double-layered insulation, and vacuum-sealed lids to prevent spills. Each mug includes a message to remind you of God's blessings and faithfulness. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our commemorative bronze sculpture, Safe in the Shepherd's Arms. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
To our friends, James and Betty, Wendy and I would like to express our appreciation for your friendship you have demonstrated to us.
We are thankful for having the privilege of partnering with you in supporting the many humanitarian outreaches that have impacted countless lives.
Thank you for remaining faithful to fulfill the call of God upon your lives. We are believing that your best days are ahead of you. May you be greatly blessed as you continue to bring restoration, life, and hope to many around the world. God bless you.
Right now, Angola is experiencing one of the worst droughts in years, destroying crops and impacting the lives of nearly 2 million people. As a result, over 100,000 children under the age of 5 are suffering with severe malnutrition. One of those children is named Elena. She's almost 2 years old, but she only weighs 18 pounds. Elena's mother, Rosalina, came to a malnutrition clinic desperate for her daughter to be healed. Elena's skin disease can be a fatal symptom of malnutrition. When a child is not getting enough food, the lack of protein results in large, painful lesions all over the body. If treated early enough, the skin lesions can be healed, but the long-term effects of malnutrition will be with a child for the rest of their lives. The cure for malnutrition is simply food. A daily bowl of food will keep children out of the malnutrition clinics and give them the life they deserve. That's the miracle of Mission Feeding.
I'm telling you, Betty, we know that this is a miracle that never fails. Love never fails. But love also expresses itself freely. When you saw those children holding these bowls, do you know where they came from? Viewers like you who watched our program, Life Today, or some of the mission specials that we did, and you would watch the children coming with a dirty tin can, and then the hot soup would burn their little fingers. Sometimes they'd bring a plastic bag and the soup mix would burn right through the bag and fall in the dirt. And they would drop down in the dirt and begin scooping up the muddy soup, trying to eat it. And some of you said to us over and over, why don't you get them a heat-resistant bowl? The missionaries said, we can't afford to buy the bowls. We just got to feed them. And you know what you said? We'll give them bowls. That's what love does. Love finds an answer. It becomes a miracle. Many of you right now may say, James, I'm going to give 10 children food, and I'm going to make a $100 gift. You give 5 children $50, we can feed them for the next month. This is the way our viewers have thought. Betty, we have seen miracle after miracle. We would walk in. If you had a challenge and we had the cure in our hand, there's nothing that would keep us from getting to you to say, here it is. See, love never fails. By the way, your love and prayers for us has sustained us with the loss we've experienced. Don't ever doubt that. But we're asking you, when we can be the perfect miracle together, let's do it. So if you'll simply get a bank card, use it like a check, or write a check, make it to Life. But go online. Let us know the gift is coming or you're making it now, or dial that number. That prayer line, always you can go there and say, would you pray for me about something? You better believe it. But now it becomes a lifeline. And you say, here's the gift I want to make. Please do it right now. We have gifts for you. Not to get a gift, but because we love you and we want to bless you. As you bless others, we seek to bless you and say thank you. Thank you right now for sharing love.
Mission Feeding began with a promise to be there in times of crisis for thousands of hurting and hungry children in their time of need. Now more than ever, we need your help to save lives by feeding and caring for children across the continent of Africa. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish our supplies to reach the 400,000 children who are counting on us. Your gift of love can be the miracle answer to a desperate mother's prayer. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 that will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you the Altered Worship CD by Anthony Evans. This powerful full-length album includes unique versions of some of today's most cherished worship songs that are sure to uplift and inspire you. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Filled with Faith and Joy Travel Mug Set. These 12-ounce mugs are crafted with large handles, double-layered insulation, and vacuum-sealed lids to prevent spills. Each mug includes a message to remind you of God's blessings and faithfulness. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our commemorative bronze sculpture, Safe in the Shepherd's Arms. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Hi, I'm Ruth Graham, and I want to encourage you, as one who has been to Angola, who has seen the feeding program at Life Outreach, I want to encourage you to support the ministries that Life Outreach has that are making an eternal difference. Now, we can feed a child for a day, but it's their soul we're after. It's what we want to present Jesus to them. That's what makes the eternal difference. And I would encourage you with all of my heart. I love what Life Outreach does around the world. But especially I love Africa. I have a real heart for Africa and was so privileged that James and Betty allowed me to go on the feeding program and see firsthand what they're doing. It's so vital and so important. Makes a difference in the children's lives. And I believe as you give, it will make a difference to you and God will bless you for it. Thank you.
Father, I thank you for the response of your people to share your love freely. Bless the gift and the giver in Jesus' name. Thank you for becoming a miracle answer to prayer. Thank you for literally reaching out and taking the least of these in the arms of love. Now, I just want to remind you how important your end gifts are, please. Because in this last week, we really need to hear from you. Boy, if we've ever needed somebody to reach out with arms of love and hands of help, it's right now. We really appreciate it. We pray that the gifts that we send to say thanks are also a blessing to you. Thank you so much for your prayers for us and the ministry outreach. Thank you for being a miracle in someone's life.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.